two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time for our camp spot of the week, and Russell is in charge of that week in and week out. Kind of breaking the mold here because up until now it's been state parks in Utah, but you're crossing the border here.
I'm going to make my family mad because this is our favorite place.
Well, all right.
But we haven't been there in 10 years. I haven't been anywhere in 10 years.
That's sad.
Weddings and baby births and all that in the last 10 years. We're getting ready to go back up there again, though.
My guess is if I told people, it's near Cora, Wyoming. They wouldn't have a clue where that is.
You know the best thing to do, if this is a place you would like to go, just go online and Google Whiskey Grove Campground, and it brings you right up into the Forest Service site. It's a great little campground. The road that goes up to Green River Lakes, once you hit the dirt, it's about 5 miles in on the dirt, and you'll see a little sign that says Whiskey Grove. Only 9 campsites. But if the campground's full, there's lots of other places to camp around there. They've got water and pit toilets. Those are the only services that they offer. Every site has a table and a fire pit. It's just a great campground, and I'll tell you why we chose it.
Why?
We've been up there a lot and camped in a lot of different places. There's great campgrounds all the way in at Green River Lakes, wonderful, up-to-date stuff. But we were at the time, we were riding ATVs a lot, and we thought, why drive the vehicle and the trailer and all the junk all the way in on this rough dirt road to Green River Lakes, which is about another 20 miles, when you could camp right at Whiskey Grove and just ride the ATVs in. So we got into this groove of getting up in the morning at about 10, because you're going to find out why in a minute.
Here, okay.
And shower, because I had a water heater, and we would draw water from the river. And have a nice breakfast and go ride the ATVs, and then we'll be back by about 6 in the evening, and we would load up the truck with dinner and go down, find our favorite fishing hole along the Green River, and we'd all go out and wade until it was too dark and catch fish. I spent most of the time sitting on the bank listening to the girls scream that they got another fish.
That's great.
Then they'd bring it into me to pull it off the hook. But and then we go back, take a shower, 2 showers a day in the mountains.
There you go.
You take women camping, you got to have showers.
Yeah.
And we would watch movies on the laptop until about 2 in the morning.
Oh, my gosh.
And then do that over again and over again for a week.
And obviously, those are fantastic memories because you can give them in every detail.
Yeah, I can remember everything about that place. Beautiful area. Especially in the fall, it's a great place to wade. It's a little rough in the spring. It's a lot of water running out of those lakes in the spring. Be sure to go up to Green River Lakes. It's just such a gorgeous spot there. I forget the formation. I believe it's called Flat Top. That's just right up out of the lakes there.
So you said there's only 9 camp spots.
Yeah, just 9 camp spots.
Here's the best part, or one of the best parts, too. Not only do you have few neighbors, but it's only $7 a night for a single unit. And they've got a layout here. Let me just click on it and see. It's also close to Pinedale, Wyoming,
right,
which more people may be familiar with than Cora, because I guess it's on the road to Cora.
Right.
How far does that make it from Salt Lake?
About 4 hours.
Yeah, okay.
Roughly to get into the campsite. It's just a great place. Yeah, we would take a break midweek and go into Pinedale and get a steak, you know, and enjoy the evening. But just a great spot.
It says each site provides a picnic table, fire ring, storage, food storage box. So I'm guessing maybe there's some bears in the area.
Yeah, they finally admitted to bears about 20 years ago. They had them, but they wouldn't tell you that. I found out.
Yeah. you mentioned that you have to get off the pavement a little bit. Can you do it in a regular vehicle, or you need a four-wheel drive?
The road's pretty good. Sometimes it's graded even, and you can get in there, especially that campground. You can get into that. It's maintained, but, you know, it's a Forest Service campsite. It's not always cleaned up. Be sure to take a broom and a bucket of water, and you can clean out those facilities a little bit before you have the family use them.
Mm. This is part of the Bridger-Teton National Forest over there, and that's where you'll find it listed. If you just Google search Whiskey Grove Campground, Wyoming, it pops right up.
It's a beautiful spot on the western slope of the Wind River Range.
Well, the way you describe it makes it sound inviting for sure.
Yeah.
All right, that's going to do it for not just the camp spot of the week, but also for the show this week. Thanks again for making sure there's a sat phone for Bob Grove. Tell people if they've got an adventure coming up how they can get a phone.
Well, we are at 801-450-8317, but let me tell you, if you haven't reserved one for this weekend, you might be out of luck. But get your reservation in early.
Yeah, and Navi, again, if somebody has a great story to tell to get in line for that free class that you're giving away, thanks to one of your friends, a great benefactor, tell people how to get a hold of you.
Yes, go to wildtrouts.com, and that's the class. Now, if you want to send me a personal email about the story of why you're deserving, then that is wildtrouts@aol.com.
All right, don't go away. Coming up next, of course, it is The Greenhouse, and we'll check in with Maria and Tom. They'll be with you till 11 o'clock this morning on KSL, and I'll be back with you Monday morning starting at 5 for more of Utah's Morning News with Amanda Dixon.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me, and this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.